Radio Wave. We all know that the weather's turned wetter and colder in the last week or so, and we are reminded to care for our elderly relatives, neighbours and friends. So to find out more what we can do, I'm joined on the phone by Tony Docker from Age UK, Runnymede and Spelthorne. Very good afternoon, Tony.
Hi, Andy. Thank you for having me on.
That's no problem at all. Now, many may have heard of your charity, Age UK, but let's just remind our listeners what you actually do offer.
Sure. I think a lot of people know us as Age UK, which is in actual fact the national organisation. But there's a load of independent Age UKs, of which we are one, Runnymede and Spelthorne, who are all affiliated to the national model, really. So we focus on delivering services within our local areas. And, of course, St Peter's falls right within our patch.
And when we talk about areas, it's the geographical area of the two boroughs, is it?
Runnymede and Spelthorne, that's correct, yeah.
Now, there's a number of services you actually offer the elderly, and we're going to discover a few of them now. So let's start, first of all, with our listeners here in hospital. What is the things that you can offer them?
Well, funny enough, I was there yesterday working with one of my colleagues. There's a lady named Louisa who works within the discharge lounge. And one of the main functions we do there is a supported discharge scheme. So people are going to be discharged within a sort of 24-hour period. We're alerted to who they are, and often some of them need some help because they're going home perhaps alone or to a cold house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talk to these people, see if we can provide any support whatsoever, just in case they haven't got family. And then we can put that support in place. So we might be able to give them about 18 hours of free support, help them with shopping, make sure the place they're going to has got some food in there. Give them advice on benefits, perhaps, if they're having a financial problem.
And so that helps them, as you call it, road to recovery, I suppose, over the next week or so they settle back home, I guess.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, from the NHS's point of view, one of the hot things right now is to prevent people being readmitted very quickly. Because it's no good to anybody, really, if somebody's discharged from hospital and they have to go back in quickly.
And one of the things they find, Tony, is they just don't know what other services are available to them, do they?
I think it's such an ever-changing world, isn't it, where things are changing. All the time we're seeking information. Although we've got the internet at our fingertips, it's still not the same as knowing what's already out there through word of mouth, really.
Mm. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the colder weather we are starting to experience, so help and advice there. What do you provide there?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Age UK Surrey have actually got a piece of work commissioned by Surrey County Council called Winter Warmth. And we partner up with them and work within this local area. We can go in and do assessments to see if people have got things in place, such as draft excluders, anything really which is going to keep them warm. And if they haven't, perhaps there may be issues to do with their fuel bills, or they might need a boiler replacing or something like that. We can often get some support financially and practically to get that sorted out for them.
And I think there are government schemes to get boilers replaced free of charge in certain cases, aren't there?
Well, that's it. And, you know, I think there's a lot of things out there, Andy, which a lot of people aren't aware of, and that's where our key role comes in, actually, to access these services for people, because they just don't know about them.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of others I saw on the website, Tony, are support for you. What's that all about?
Well, in many ways, I guess that follows on from the road to recovery. So if people, particularly those living on their own, although they don't have to, if they're finding it difficult to maintain independence and get out and about or do jobs around that need to be done and want to get out and socialise with other people as well, then they can lock into our Support for You service, which is a paid-for service, and people will support them to do whatever they want to do. So if they want to go to the local coffee shop for a coffee, or they want to go to the cinema, or they want some help with their shopping, then we just provide that support.
And does that also, I believe there's also services you provide with approved gardeners and handymen as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a handyman and gardening service. So if people just want simple repairs, I'm not talking about a house rewire, simple repairs done.
Put the shelf up, is it, or the coat hook? Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of people, as they get older, they require grab rails to help them up steps or key safes. So people get into their house and need invent an emergency. So we can supply and fit all those kind of things and keep their garden tidy as well, because as we get a bit older and a little bit more infirm, sometimes you know, an untidy garden can cause trips and falls as well.
Can be an unsafe situation.
Absolutely.
You're quite. So, obviously, we've covered things like here. You say the road to recovery, the advice on warm support for you and the handyman and garden services. Are some of these chargeable?
Yes, some of them are. The handy person and the support for you are all chargeable. But as I described, there's sort of a pathway of free service which leads into a paid-for service if people wanted to buy it. And the rate is in between sort of £15 and £18 an hour.
So basically, they're not going to, if they contact you, there's no charge, but it will be made clear if there is going to be a charge incurred.
Absolutely. No pressure whatsoever, and it costs nothing to just have a chat with us.
Now, one of the things that we're talking about here is care for the elderly. Sensitive question, what age range are we considering here?
I often get asked this, Andy. Technically, Age UK deal with people over 50.
Right.
As you and I probably know, 50 is nothing, is it?
Not now, no.
That's right. The majority of people who we work with probably are in the region of sort of 75 to 85.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there are people who are in their 50s because of whatever disability they might have, probably need a help just as much. So we try not to exclude anybody, but you'll appreciate that there's got to be a line somewhere, but hopefully it's a grey line with us.
And you hate to say no, you try and help where you can.
Absolutely, that's what we're here for, yeah.
So if people want to get more information or find out about you, where's the best places to go, Tony?
Well, as always, we've got a website, but I appreciate not everybody's got access to a website. But if you just either Google or type in Age UK RS, the RS standing for Runnymede and Spelthorne,
right.
.org.uk,
mm-hmm.
That'll find us. Or we've got an office in Staines where I've got a team of telephone advisors waiting to speak to anybody who wants to ring with any problem. And they're on 01784, and that's 444200.
So give that number one more time.
01784, 444200.
And that phone line is manned what hours?
9 to 4, Monday to Friday.
But is there an answer machine?
There's an answering machine, so that if anybody wants to leave a message in the evening, we'll get back to them the next day.
Okay.
It's working day anyway.
That's it. So Monday to Friday is the main manning time, but leave a message, and the good people there, I'm sure, will get back.
Yeah. And if they don't, you tell them to call me personally.
Right. On that number?
Yeah, I can be reached to that number as well.
Yeah, ask for Tony Docker.
Absolutely.
I haven't got an answer. Tony is the man I should speak to.
Absolutely.
And I dare say they'll do that. So, Tony, thanks for joining me. Keep up the good work supporting the elderly, and we'll get you back in a few weeks' time to tell us more about some of the things you do.
That's lovely. Thanks for having us on, and thanks to all your listeners, and best wishes to them.
Thanks, Tony. Radio Wave.